The Harbor's New Country, Kicks 95.3. It's Loose Man in the Morning. The Kicks Morning Show and Miss Grace Harbor pageant, outstanding teen pageant happening this Saturday night. And we've had contestants in all week, and we're down to our last two candidates. Well, one is a candidate and one is an ambassador. We've already spoken with candidate Jordan Luce, who's running for Miss Grace Harbor. But now we have our final person, who's not necessarily a candidate, but almost. They call it the Ambassador Program, and I have Annie Ritchie in, who's 11 years old, lives in McClary, goes to Elma Middle School, and good morning.
Good morning.
Let me turn your microphone on. Let's try that again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, that's better. I can hear you now. Tell me a bit about this Ambassador Program. This is something kind of new. This is the first year they've done it?
Yes.
And you were telling me earlier that you started off as a raindrop, which is kind of what they used to call the princess program.
Yes.
It's the raindrop program. So where you are paired up with a contestant, they're your big sister. But this is a whole nother ball game.
Yes.
So what happens when you leave the raindrop and you become an ambassador? What's different about it?
So the raindrops, you only have practice once a week for about like an hour to an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And with the ambassador program, you have like a 2 to 3 hour practice on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And you will stay for the raindrops if they come that day.
Okay.
And you get to watch them dance, and they're so cute.
So it's a little bit more practice time.
Yes.
And now you were telling me that this ambassador program is, you have to do a lot of the same thing. You have to pick a social impact initiative.
Yes.
And you are in the opening number.
Yes.
And you do a lot of the same things that the contestants do, except you can't win anything.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's like ambition right there, because it's like, what's the point, right? I don't win nothing, but you're doing it because you want to follow this further.
Yes.
And run for either Outstanding Teen or Miss Grace Harbor, or mm-hmm. both one day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So how do you like doing this ambassador program?
I like it. I feel a lot more like it's like a lot more inclusive, and I get to do a lot more things.
You don't feel like maybe as much of an outsider.
Yes.
It's like you're really part of the group, and you get to do it. And what now you have to pick a social impact initiative. So what did you pick?
I chose bringing families together.
Mm-hmm. And what inspired you to do that?
Last year, I went to St. Mary's Catholic School in, mm-hmm. I think, Aberdeen.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom works for Catholic Community Services, and I would, like, she sometimes couldn't take me home straight away. And so I'd just sit in the car, and I would see her going to her crises, mm-hmm. and, like, helping these families come back together and, like, stop conflict. And I would watch some of the kids, like, in, like, depression and, mm-hmm. like, and like anxiety, and they didn't feel loved, and you could see that on their faces.
And so you decided you wanted to kind of do what your mom does. Your mom does that kind of work, and
yes.
you wanted to be that kind of person to help other people.
Yes. So
that's a really noble thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you were telling me you don't have to do a talent.
I do not.
But if you had to pick a talent, what do you think you'd do?
I would either ask my dance coach, because I also do dance, to teach me a dance for mm-hmm. about a year and then do on stage, or I would sing.
Mm-hmm. Do you consider yourself a singer?
No.
No? So you'd probably, maybe dancing would probably be more like it.
Yes.
What would make you pick singing over dancing if you are a dancer?
Okay, because singing is like less work. It, like, you don't have to move your body as much. My hand-eye coordination is not good. So
because it's easier.
Yes.
But is it?
Well,
I mean,
like,
you don't have to work out as much.
You don't have to memorize all the yeah. dance moves. My memorization's not good.
That's, I think, one of the funniest answers I've had. No, I seriously want to sing. I'm not really a singer, but it'd be easier than dancing. I love that. Well, hey, I hope you have a lot of fun.
I will.
Being an ambassador, and next year, you're 11 now, so how old do you have to be before you can actually run?
I think
13?
13 to 14.
So you think you'll do this ambassador program next year, or can you only do it once?
You can do it until you're 13 to 14. I'm turning 12 this year
yeah.
in March, and so I would still have to do it this year before I can compete.
And then, but you think you'll do it again?
Yes.
Definitely. Well, all right. Awesome. Well, have a great time this Saturday night. Go check it out. We've got links again online, kicks953.com, where you can get your tickets and go see the show. And you can hear this interview once again on our website as well, kix953.com. Thanks for coming in. It's nice to meet you.
Me too.